Happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy Thanksgiving. So, if you have your Bibles, we're going to be in 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles, chapter 16. It's actually on page 689. In my Bible, right? 1 Chronicles, chapter 16. Verse 34, and Derry has it up on the screen, so it's a little short verse, but we're going to talk about that on Thanksgiving Day, and amen. So let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for the folks that are here. Lord, we thank you for the folks that are still staying home, and thank you for them, and we pray for their safety, and as we know that this virus is on the rise a little bit, and we just ask you to keep us all safe. Let us be mature and responsible with what we do, where we go, and who we hang around. And Lord, thank you that we do still live in America, our free country, where we don't ever want to take that for granted. Father, we pray for our military that's running around the world, defending us. Thank you for our foreign missionaries, who we're going to talk more about that in the next week or so. And we ask that you help them as they spread the good news of the gospel around the world. We pray for Frankie, Lord, the crazy kidney stones. Help him, Lord. Heal him in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over him. Lord, and anyone that needs healing in our church, Father, you said you are the healer, and we believe you. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So, 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and for his mercy endures forever." Amen? So I have three questions for you this morning. And I know this is going to be a little short message. That's okay. We're ready to eat, but we're going to take time to hear and listen to God's word. Right, Danny? Amen. Look at Danny. I'm talking about eating. Sorry. I didn't mean that. So I have three questions for you this morning. Are you thankful for everything? Do you believe God is good? Can you trust that God will love you forever? So we just read that scripture. You know, give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his mercy endures forever. So let's take a quick look at another scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, "In everything," everybody say everything. "Everything. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now right here, we just read this. So the Bible is telling us that God's will is for us to give thanks in everything. Now, it's easy to give thanks to God for his blessings, right? It's easy to praise God and thank him for all the fun and cool stuff that's going on in our lives. It's easy to thank God and have an attitude of gratitude about all the wonderful things that we have. Yes. Things like a healthy family, a comfortable home, dependable cars and trucks, a good job maybe, steady income, and all the feel-good, happy moments that we have. It is easy to thank God and have an attitude of gratitude during those times, isn't it? Okay? And how do we give thanks for the things that we see as bad or negative? How do we give thanks for that? I believe this is one of the key biblical principles in answering that question. And here it is, if you're taking notes. We must accept that God is good, and he is faithful to his word. We must accept that deep within our heart, that God is good and that He is faithful to His Word. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, which most of us are familiar with, it says, And we know that all things, it didn't say just some things, right? It didn't say occasionally, but it says, we know that in all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. This is God's scripture. This is not me trying to be motivational. You see, when we're going through the bad or negative, when we're suffering through those things, we don't feel thankful. We don't feel grateful. Most time, we don't even want to be thankful or grateful. Can I be that truthful with you? Right? We get an attitude or whatever. But you know what? We really shouldn't be thankful and grateful for those things. We shouldn't be thankful for what we're going through at that moment. So hear me. Hear me on this. God really doesn't want us to be thankful as we're suffering through whatever we're going through. But what He really wants is for us to look to Him with thankfulness, to take our gratitude and throw it up to Him. That's literally what that in the Greek, that's what that word means. It means throw it up to Him. He wants us to look to Him for our thankfulness and our gratitude. Because then we look to Him and we're thankful to Him, even though this is terrible. We're thankful to Him because we know that He is in control. That He's going to eventually work it all out for us, for our good. And that we know that we can trust Him that one day we'll understand why we went through what we did. It may be 6 months later. It may be 6 years later. It may be 40 years later. You might not really know until you get to heaven. And then one day you're in heaven, you go, oh, that makes sense. I guess God knew what He was doing after all, right? Man. We must also accept the fact that God is omniscient. Omniscient. I'm saying that right. Which means He is all-knowing. Omniscient. It means God is all-knowing. He knows everything. He knows all about your past. He knows all about your present situation. He knows all about your future. He is all-knowing. He said that He is the great I am. The Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. He knows it all. We must trust that He knows what is best for us. And He knows the plan that He has for us. And we must trust His plan. And trust Him no matter what's going on in our life. We need to thank Him. We need to thank Him for who He really is. He's our Heavenly Father. And He's a good, good Father. Amen. Like I mentioned last week, God chose where and when you would be born. Now, personally, I am not thankful for the physical and verbal abuse that I suffered as a young boy. I didn't know my mom was going to be here this morning. But looking back, I am thankful for my mother and how she tried to protect me. Whew. And how she tried to get me in church. And teach me about Jesus. And looking back, I can see now how God was protecting and guiding me in my life all the way until today. This is where I got to throw a funny in to help me. It kind of reminds me a little bit of an old Garth Brooks song, right? Thank God for unanswered prayers. Anybody know about that? Can you say amen? Come on, you sinners. You know you listen to it. You see, I have forgiven my father, even though we still don't have a relationship as of today. And that is not by my choice. I'm thankful that God put my father and my mother together for that short period of time. And now I understand, I see that God knew. I just got to read this. Y'all okay? I'm sorry. I now understand and see that God knew what he was doing. And now I thank God for his love at that time. And even though through the suffering, he loved me. I can now see how God used the abuse, my father's anger, his prison time, and my hatred toward him. And I've worked through all that and I've forgiven him. But after high school, all I wanted to do was get as far away from South Georgia as I possibly could. I was running in resentment. I know me and I know my personality, and I probably would have never joined the Marine Corps if I wasn't full of hurt. So I joined the Marine Corps and joined the infantry on top of that. So if I had not been mad and hurt, I probably would have never joined the military, and I probably would have never met my sweet wife, Lynn. Now look what God has done. Look how he's worked it all out for my good. Today I'm super thankful for everything. I'm super grateful for it all. The good and the bad and the ugly. Lynn and I have 36 years of a wonderful marriage. 3 successful sons who love Jesus. 2 sweet and awesome daughter-in-laws. And 6 super cool grandchildren. Amen. And God knows this is just the truth. He knows. I've had the opportunity to lead hundreds and hundreds of people to Christ personally. I've counseled thousands of people in my career. And now I'm pastoring an awesome church full of wonderful people. Isn't that amazing? God worked it all out. Thank God for his mercy endures forever. Give him praise in the middle of your storm. Give him praise. Whatever you're facing today, give him thanks. Not for what's going on, but give him thanks that you know that one day it's going to be all right. You know why? Because he is faithful. And he loves us. And he is trustworthy. God's going to do what he says he's going to do. And y'all look at me. God loves you right where you're at. God loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. He loved you before you was even born. He loved you when you were deep in your own sin. He will, and he has, for most of you, pulled you out of that miry clay. Like in Psalms. Psalms 40, 2 and 4. I'll read it. Psalms 40, 2 and 4, he says, it lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Yes, my friends, you can trust that God will love you forever. There are so many Bible verses that gives us assurance that He loves us with an everlasting love. There are so many, but there's one that's greater and more famous than them all. And it's John 3:16. And most of us know the King James Version by heart, but I'm going to give you the DBV version this morning, the Dallas Bennett version. John 3:16 says this: God loves you so much that He gave you a gift. He gave you the gift of eternal life. He loves you so much that He wants to spend forever with you. He wants to spend time with you. He wants to talk with you. He wants to share the mysteries of the universe with you. He has prepared an eternal home for you. He did all this for you. If you had been the only one, He did it for you. He gave you the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, who was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life. He died on the cross. And on the third day, He rose by conquering death, hell, and the grave. He assured us of eternal life. He assured us that whosoever call upon Him shall be saved. So based on God's holy word, based on His truth, we can be certain that we can thank Him for everything. We can know that He is good. And we can trust that He will love us forever. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord. Thank You for Your word that does encourage us and lift us up, corrects us, helps us get straight. Father, I pray right now, if there's one here that has never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, as their personal Savior, Father, that You would help them this morning make that decision, that You would draw them to the cross. And Lord, as we play this song of invitation, I just pray that they'll come down and I'd be loved to pray with them. In Jesus' name, amen.